And the other three said they would not be here.
It's on in his email.
Very good, yes, good. Oh, I still haven't, did you make a copy of it? Because I've got it on the printer.
I don't have it printed, no.
Okay, when we come to that point, I can go get it, or a point where I don't need to do anything. Okay, so it was 5:30, I got everybody.
Yeah. Agenda additions?
There were none.
Nobody.
Except for Minda's, I guess I would say Minda's report, or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we can put that in with, we can read that email when we get to the liaison's report.
Yes, and she also, yeah, good, perfect.
Think that'd be a good spot for it.
Yep.
Yeah, so committee comments, anybody have anything to add? Silence says no. No public comment, there's no public here. Approval of minutes for January 2023 minutes, I will take a motion to approve if everybody.
They're not done yet.
Not done yet, got it, okay. Didn't think I'd seen them.
Yeah.
But I've been reading through them, so. I guess I just remembered that, all right.
Mostly the Ryan's meeting, Ryan, but we did make decisions, like officers and people coming back, and so there's a lot of that stuff.
Okay, so then we'll push that out to the next meeting. Which brings us immediately to our discussion on bylaws change for meeting frequency. This was something that had come up a few meetings back about some of the difficulties that we have in making quorum on a monthly basis. But for that, I'll jump into what Minda's comment on, was it, she writes, "It always seems we have more work to do than we can even fit into our current monthly schedule. I know it is hard for everyone to attend monthly." She mentions not being here herself. So her vote would be for yes or few meetings, but not less than every other month.
Right.
So I'll open the floor to discussion. I know we've had past discussions about it. Does anybody want to add anything to that?
Not really. I don't have a problem coming every month, but.
Okay.
Every other month is fine too.
Yeah, I'm the same. My schedule's pretty open, so it's very rarely that I can't make a meeting. You all know that, so.
I have a comment. Is it, yeah, sometimes we do, you know, go past 7 o'clock. But that's because we tend to discuss things, you know, just like as a group and get consensus and that sort of thing, which is nice to have a relaxed way to do it. But if we want to do fewer, then I would recommend that we get some of the work done offline with or out of the public eye, I suppose, but still within meeting laws.
Right.
Like having people, I have a thought of having certain people in charge of or responsible for every one of our goals, of our 5 goals. One safety subcommittee, one funding subcommittee, one, and then those subcommittees can, if there's stuff that they can do off, you know, outside, like maintain the funding spreadsheet, or I could send the subcommittee information on an innovative or innovative, a new kind of funding that they might want to add to the spreadsheet and stuff. So a lot of the work can be done that way. And then, of course, everything comes to light at the meetings. So whatever document 2 or 3 people have been working on, then they present it to the group. It gets printed out and it goes into the agenda packet and it gets presented to the whole group. So it's a little more organized and a little more reporting at the meetings. You know, the five sections are reporting, and then the liaisons are reporting if they did anything in the last month or two. And I think it can be done. What do you guys think?
I think it came about because we had a few series of meetings where there was really nothing to discuss.
It was good because we were onboarding people.
Yeah.
But and orienting people.
It also seems like what you said, like some offline, and then maybe not cap it at an hour and a half. Maybe, you know, we might have to go over. for those more rare meetings.
Capita 7:30.
The other thing that was bugging me, like tighter control of the agenda, because I felt like that bike box thing just hijacked the whole meeting and we didn't get to talk about anything else.
Right.
I was frustrated by that.
Right.
They're really small.
Who's going to be on these committees?
You guys.
Like
so one or two people per subcommittee.
We're looking at 10 people at a minimum then?
Yeah, well, one or two people, five people at the minimum. I mean, so it would be either a one person or a two person task.
Okay.
Would be the thought. Then it'll also be more efficient. I'm also trying to do less work. So I could, you know, just send an email to that person or two people and say, you may want to present this at the meeting. And then I don't have to, you know, so that kind of stuff. And then I could stick to the part that I is best for me to do, which is reporting what staff actions are, you know, grants that they're working on or like this. I gave you the I put together the information on the two grants that we just received. So you have that more detail because you asked about that last time, you know, that kind of thing. So I can do the staff and you guys can do the more internal reaching the goals type of work. It doesn't have to be, it's just a thought.
I think subcommittee is a good idea on a few subjects.
Because
they take a little more work and too much for one person. Some things, possibly.
And I just remembered, it's not original. That's what the OPPAC does. So like I'm on the local bike ped subcommittee.
Right.
Yeah, so that's.
I think I brought up the frequency topic because we attended a few meetings last year where we didn't really cover any material. So instead of changing the bylaws, what would we use to determine that we don't need a meeting? And a thought would be to look at our work plan, you know, and like in March, there's nothing on it right now. So maybe we haven't paid enough attention to it and to populate it with things that we should be discussing. But it's an indicator of what's on our agenda. And so what's the mechanism when we decide not to have a meeting? And I suggest a work plan would be a good one.
Yeah. And we do have to change the bylaws regardless, but what we can do is just omit the part about the meetings.
You have to change the bylaws regardless because
if we don't, you know, because it says the meetings are going to be.
It specifies that we have a meeting every month.
Yeah, and we'll just take that out.
But we have the authority not to have a meeting.
I think if the public is expecting a meeting every month, then if they showed up and nobody was here, that might seem awkward.
But if you noticed ahead of time.
Well,
sometimes these meetings don't happen. I look at the agendas online, you know, city website and.
Right, and you know, we drop a meeting if we can't pull a quorum, obviously.
They go about doing it. Yeah, if you don't have a quorum, it's canceled.
It's because they don't have it in their bylaws, and we do. So we're going to, we can just omit it from our bylaws, and then we can do it like the other ones do.
Well, I suggest we do that. And
just take it as it comes. The public at one of these meetings.
No, couple complaints.
For years.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm always in favor of eliminating unnecessary meetings.
I think we had more public comment when we were doing them via Zoom because people didn't have to actually come here. They could just log in. So I do remember we did have some public comment during our lockdown periods.
On the flip side, if we had it every other month, we could add meetings if it was properly
noticed. Within 2 days.
That might be easier.
So long as we get a notice out by Friday before.
In this case, it's 48 hours. It's actually not law, but it's pretty well followed by the city of Newport.
Yeah.
Well, it'd have to be more than Friday before because Beth would have to prepare things. So we have to make a decision earlier.
I meant merely the public notification.
Stuff harder.
that it's been stressed before, the public notification needs to go out by Friday closing business.
48 hours, I think.
To give us 48 hours of business hours, because the weekend doesn't count. And it's really just, as you know, it's more of a nicety, more kind of habit, I think.
Like,
but
we
won't go to jail. It's a good practice to be in.
It's Monday morning, but we won't do that. Yeah, so that's, notice is no problem. In fact, if a group is bigger than, not everybody, but bigger than quorum, which is four or more, you just have to give me, let me know that you're meeting together, and I just have to put out notice, and that's all, time and place. And I don't know if on the agenda, it can just be discussion of whatever. So that could happen too. If you guys find that you want a meeting just based on a certain topic or a certain couple topics, so you can have more fun. But I would recommend for now that you just vote to remove it from the bylaws, the meetings.
I would vote for that.
Yeah.
And if we can make subcommittees work better and outside activities work better.
That sounds like a motion.
Have a scheduled meeting here for this one.
Does somebody want to make a motion on that?
I move that we change the bylaws.
And a second?
I'll second.
And all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Okay.
That was just removing the meeting frequency line.
Yeah.
Yes, I move to change bylaws regarding. And bylaws are here. Let's figure out what it is. My bylaws. Okay. So let's do that again. It's Article 5.1. The committee shall conduct monthly meetings 12 times a year unless circumstances do not allow. And it also says meetings are usually second Tuesday of month, 5:30, 7:30, but we can keep that part. Members may decide to continue a meeting at or near the meeting's end. I think it's just the 5.1 part. So is that your motion to remove Article 5.1?
Yes.
I'm just gonna write this down, and I need to write people down. 5.1, and this was Leanne, and this was second was Michael.
No.
Oh.
She still thinks I'm Mike.
Okay, Alan, and that was second, and then unanimous. Okay, now, if you guys want to decide what exactly you want to do, that can be more informal. Do you want to have six meetings or eight meetings a year, or do you want to choose the months ad hoc, or do you want to choose them now?
Does everybody think about using the work or work plan?
I think that's definitely a good start, because as you noted, March, May doesn't have anything firm on it.
Could you grab me one too?
June and July looks just check-ins. Totally aside from anything that comes up outside of what happens off of this, the new materials and stuff. I think if we're going to reduce the frequency and in-house outsource more of the stuff to smaller groups, then yeah, I think.
Okay,
you just
so
look
we
right now, go in February, April, June, August.
But technically, we need to wait until, so probably we need to have next meeting. Then.
Right, because council has to approve this.
Yeah, so yeah. Give them time.
Yeah.
And then I think you're free from then on.
Okay.
So
then, presuming that, you know, council approves that everything goes to Jake, then my suggestion would be this is. That we skip April's meeting, we simply move our planning initiation for the walk and roll October event to the March meeting. slide that over, have our March meeting, and then if nothing is big on the agenda, don't have one in April. Plan on coming back in May, plan on our August meeting for a joint with Parks and Rec, and play it by ear.
Sounds good.
Okay, repeat that.
So, since we're gonna need to have the March meeting, because the bylaws are now required, pull our marked here, initiate planning for October walk and roll question mark. Let's pull that into March, make that the focus of our March meeting.
Got it.
Start that process, and then the next solid one we really wanna have is gonna be the August joint meeting with Parks and Rec. So for May, June, July, and April, we can just decide on an ad hoc basis, depending on what looks to be coming up on the agenda, what kind of check-ins we wanna do, what kind of subcommittee reports we might have.
So you will decide in March?
Yeah, or.
Or.
Here's a proposal that the week before, like say Monday or Tuesday, before when we would have the scheduled meeting, we have a group email that just goes out. Say, these are kind of the ideas that we might discuss if we did a meeting. Does it feel like we have enough to work with this month? Or do we slide that to our next agenda and not have a meeting this month?
I think that'll work if we can't decide in our meeting that we need to meet following month. And yeah, that seems like a reasonable proposal.
So, you know, within the course of the meeting or even just before we're going to have one, if we haven't said, like, set it more as a deadline then, like a week before the second Tuesday in April. Nothing's come up. We've already decided we're not gonna have a meeting. We don't have a meeting. But if that Monday before I'm like, hey, I've got something I really need to discuss with the committee, then we put it to a quick discussion. Can we do that?
Well,
I know how Oregon meeting laws are pretty weird and strict about that kind of stuff.
Well, like I say, you just need notice. I think it might be hard to do because it's kind of hard to get everybody to comment. You know.
Then we'll just leave it then at the end of every meeting. We'll have a discussion. Do we feel we have enough on the agenda for a meeting next month? If not, then we'll skip a month.
You know, most of these things can be moved around.
Right.
So I'm thinking, I would suggest that maybe you choose three meetings to omit in the next 12 months.
Okay.
Rearrange everything. Rearrange them.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Then people can plan their vacations even.
It'll make your life easier too.
Yeah, it will. Yeah. Then there's just no question. We are meeting this month. And if we're not meeting that month, it'll be like, that can wait. And if it can't absolutely wait, I'll let you know. But
so July, August, September.
Tends to happen anyway. More often than not. I would like
definitely June or July.
Yeah. I mean, it's summer months. That's understandable. The only problem being that that's where the fiscal year starts for the city and the state.
Right. It can be one or the other. It doesn't matter that much.
So we'll have our March meeting, and we'll discuss at the end of that exactly how we're going to structure it.
You decide which other two?
Yeah, we can put the discussion off until we know for sure that this is going to happen, and then everybody can think about it, and I guess, does that sound workable?
Sounds good.
Okay. Do you think you want to agree to have three meetings in the next, omit three meetings in the next 12 months?
I would say we could easily do that.
I would think so too. That would be that's my suggestion as a starter.
Yeah, let's plan on clearing.
Not really six. Six seems like a lot.
Let's plan on clearing June and July for the summer. We can come in May. Tentatively right now, come into May, talk about our fiscal year goals for the upcoming fiscal year. Do we need to make any changes for that? Whatever other agenda items. Plan June and July not having meeting, August, Parks and Rec joint meeting.
Wait, June and July not having meetings?
Maybe, that's a proposal.
I would say one or the other.
Okay. Ideas?
One in the fall.
I'll be gone in July.
There you go.
How about July?
Okay.
Omit July. I think you guys want to vote on this maybe, but this, so far we're omitting April, July, And what do you think for September through February the next year? Which one of those? Probably December, because not a lot happens in December.
December is probably a good one to come in. January, there's things that we need to do in January.
Does that work for you guys? Like,
what was the third month?
Now?
What was the third month?
December and July and April.
And then you can always, Michael, you can always, you know, or anybody can suggest that we revisit it and omit another one. But I think once we omit one, we're not going to want to reinstate one.
Start small and build it from there.
Nobody's going to want to do that. I think we'll find that it is very efficient. I think it's a great idea. I'm inspired by OPPAC because they do stuff on Google Docs all the time. They write letters, and I've been working with with somebody else. It's not a problem. I communicate directly with Jessica, who's our staff liaison, and you know, so if they're within laws, we can do that within laws too.
And by all means, let's emulate what they're doing.
Yeah, it works. Yeah, we have a subcommittee of four people, which is not quorum. So, okay.
So for us, so long as we don't exceed three people in any subcommittee, we should be within quorum rules.
Say again?
With our committee, so long as we don't assign more than three people to any one subcommittee, we're within the quorum regulations. We're not officially having a meeting when the subcommittee gets together to chit-chat about stuff.
Yeah. And I think later on in the program, or agenda, when we discuss the goals or the subcommittees, we can get into that then.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to make that like a formal vote, omitting the three meetings?
We can wait until council approves it.
I would recommend.
Yeah. I mean,
my feeling is
let's tell mom and dad what to do and then on a sudden
the cart before the horse, as it were.
Good point. Okay.
So once city council says, okay, we're good with this, then we'll formalize our decision.
We'll start a conspiracy theory.
Okay. If there's nothing further on that one, bike parking at the Bayfront.
This is me, I guess. This started because I was reading all the, what's going on with the Bayfront. All they're doing with the parking right now is putting in meters, you know, parking kitty type stuff, not real meters, smartphone use. And so right now they put out the request for proposals. I've gotten some, they may have even decided on one, So it brought up the thought, like, we want bike parking too. And so the thought was, this is the parking subcommittee. And so, you know, maybe sooner or later, we let them know that we'd like to have, I would suggest, four spots of six or so parking, bike parking spots, you know. Dotted every three blocks or so.
In the roadway or?
Pardon me?
In a parking place, a car?
I think taking up a parking space. What they did in, I know, they're not gonna like that. What they did in Corvallis is, it's online. It's kind of known as one of those things where the merchants complained at first, and now they love it more. And what they did was they just kind of they bulb out the intersections. So on that bulb out is parking, and of course, so the intersections are closer, or the sidewalks are closer together, so it's more pedestrian friendly when you bulb out an intersection. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Like what we've got down
$9 each by the turnaround.
Yeah.
Kind of, more or less.
Okay.
It narrows the intersection at the actual intersection, so the crosswalks are shorter, vehicles have to slow down as they're coming to and going through turns and things like that.
So it's a combined thing, and so that ends up taking up not a whole parking space, but they changed the parking along the way, so that's kind of accommodated. So, you know, might take up two parking spaces for four areas. I don't know if you guys want to actually state that to the parking committee or city council or any of that, but I think bike parking is something that is not really in the TSP, but it seems like something you guys want to address. And I don't know how or when you want to address it, or even if you want to.
It strikes me that now is probably the time to do it. If they're talking, if they're planning on putting in the meters.
If they're putting out bids, this has to be entered into this, because this is going to cost some bucks to do this.
Well, it's going to change the way they put the meters in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're not physical meters.
Right.
No, I know, but still.
They're spots.
Yeah, there's spots, but you still got to put the spots.
They might change the spacing, I don't know.
So it's going to be restriping?
Maybe. But yeah, if it might happen, now would be the time to say, we'd like this to be.
Is the sidewalk thing part of?
I'd have to look at the TSP again to see how they really want the sidewalks to be and stuff for the Bayfront. I haven't studied that Bayfront part of the TSP. So maybe you need me to do a little more homework so that you guys, you know, and give you a map of the Bayfront and you guys can kind of formulate what you would like to see. I do that at the next meeting, for the next meeting.
Well, do we have anybody on that goes or keeps up with the biking advisory or the parking advisory?
No, we don't. You've been doing it, I think, right?
Well, reading online.
Yeah.
I suggest we use that vehicle to make comments and then take a more official stance when it comes time closer to draft recommendations.
So, like, have one person go and say that at the meeting?
Yeah, and if nobody is interested, I'll go. I'm not interested, that interested, but I'll go just because I think we should have some representation. Go or, you know, watch the video afterwards and engage with the group. So we can see, because they might do everything that we're thinking of and we don't have to do anything. We don't know what they've already been tasked to work on this, so. Allow them to do some work, and if we don't think it's going the way we'd like to see it go, then take a more formal stance.
Okay, so not quite as formal as a letter, just kind of like somebody goes to one of the meetings and says, we'd like you to
maybe a letter, yes, at some point when it comes time for a vote or something, let them know, officially know where we stand.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't even have a consultant on track yet. We don't know what he's going to say or she's going to say.
Okay, so for now.
It'd be nice if someone from the committee wanted to tag that. Like, I'm doing Destination Newport in the Planning Commission right now. I don't mind doing them, the parking as well, but tomorrow. Some of us aren't on any committees. So.
Yeah, I wanted to get some people on every committee. Okay, so.
Which is a minimum of reading the agenda, seeing what might impact us, and then bringing it back to the committee and discussing it. So okay. It's not a lot of. I don't go to the Planning Commission meetings.
The parking committee is scheduled to meet tomorrow.
Okay.
And their one big discussion item is a discussion with T2 Systems regarding elements of the parking management solution. So they're going to be talking about it at that meeting. So I'll go tomorrow. I'll just come to the meeting and listen to what they have to say, and then they're going to do public comment right afterward. So. You'll interject to say, look, while you're discussing this, we would like you as the bike ped committee to think about bicycle parking in addition.
It seems like the city owns a couple of like side parking lots and a pier. It's like,
yep,
rather than stealing from the car parking, you might be able to leverage some of that space.
There's a, there would be a lot of room down there to put in secure covered parking. I walk down there religiously. And yeah, all the way from when you turn up to go up to the school till you get to heading up to the hospital up there, there's city lots, there's areas off of some of the other streets up there. You know, it wouldn't be hard.
Across from Clearwater.
Yeah, I mean, there's.
We own that. There's, and also the, I think the city is thinking of selling the.
Abbey Street.
What's it called?
Abbey Street.
Yeah, Abbey Street Pier. It's in disrepair right now. I think it's closed off. It's unsafe. I'm not sure about that, but.
So there would be the perfect spot when they start contracting up for that pier to go after that. Say, hey, could you put, you know, four lockers in here? In a safe area.
We're not talking about lockers. We're just talking about bike racks, right?
Right now, we're just saying.
Or bike racks.
Space.
Some place dedicated for cyclists to leave.
Phase two.
Their consideration is you don't want to put it way back off from the street.
And that'd be a perfect spot.
Don't see.
Well, they don't, yeah, you don't want them hidden because they'll get.
Yeah.
Vandalized or something.
Yeah. But for now, it's just kind of set aside the land or a, some land somewhere or promise or.
Yeah, or what's, you know, let's figure out what a footprint would be as part of our pitch.
Well.
Just as an initial pitch, I'll come to their meeting tomorrow just to put the thorn in their side. To say, we want this as part of your planning. Please, we're asking as a fellow committee.
Parking includes bikes?
Yeah, parking includes bikes. We're trying to encourage more active transportation with the hotels and the tourists and even the locals and everybody. If we can get more people on bikes down there, we save you room for car parking because fewer people are driving if they're bicycling to work.
Yeah.
And they're not taking up a parking space.
That's a safe way to ride your bike down to the Bayfront.
That is an additional hurdle, yes.
I go down there often for lunch because I have a girlfriend down there. And it's, yeah, but I mean, even it doesn't matter if it's electric or not, just braking going down right here, Hatfield, I guess. That's dangerous. I almost veered it. Anyway, so it's too fast.
There isn't an easy way, a slow way to get down to the Bayfront.
No,
but there's
no.
Lots of slow ways to get up from.
And Moore Street seems to be better now. So, okay.
Well, hopefully, you're going to get a bike lane striped on there, right? At some point?
Yeah, I think
it's on there.
Yeah,
it's on the uphill.
Well, they only did
that's fine. Uphill's the only place you really needed.
We told them.
Harney down over here above Big Creek is kind of the same way. Really, you need a bike lane there going uphill. Going downhill, anybody can hit traffic speeds. It's 25 miles an hour.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll come to their meeting tomorrow.
And maybe in the meantime.
To say we don't have a concrete proposal, but what we want you to be thinking about, please, is dedicated bike parking spaces as you're discussing how you're going to do parking management on the Bayfront. And then offer to work something up more concrete within our committee and bring it back to them.
They're interested.
And they may surprise you that they've already concluded it.
They may have.
Well, that would be
nice.
We
don't know that yet. So we'll find that out tomorrow. And then I will send out an email after the meeting.
Right.
To you, you can forward it to the committee, or I'll just send it to everybody in the committee, whichever. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have everybody's email addresses. No, I do.
Okay.
They're in the contact list. Never mind. Yeah. So I'll send out just to say what the
happened?
Response was. Yeah.
Sure, whatever you want to do,
then
whatever
March,
I
can
do
can
to facilitate that. And I have pictures of things that have worked, and I have that testimony. It's online. It's actually from the one of the bike parking facility companies. That sell the shelters.
Okay.
It was on there, and they, even though it's a national company, they used the Corvallis as an example of how it worked out. So I could send you that article too.
Please.
If you're interested. Okay, I will send you that.
Thanks for doing that, Michael.
Yeah.
Not that we want to be like Corvallis, but article. Okay.
I would like to have some of their bicycle facilities.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's
I don't want to be Corvallis, but I'd like to be more bike-friendly like they are.
Well, thank you for doing that and for looking that up. And the next item is, I don't know if you guys want to discuss.
Around Newport.
Park, we started talking about bike boxes and all that kind of stuff. That's why I put it on the agenda. If you want to make anything concrete from that, or is it just not the time right now? Or if it's just something you want to revisit, like if we have an ask of the city, this would be city council probably, to pay attention to bike parking.
Well, Ryan asked the group to put something together, right?
I think so.
Two meetings ago.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, I did it, and I spent several hours getting that information, putting the packet together, but we never. And he backed off a little bit and said something on the lines of, you know, this decision might happen further down the road.
Uh-huh.
So I still think it'd be good to put in a few bike lockers in public facilities that the city owns.
Mm-hmm. And you sent me example photos.
See if they get used, you know, the less expensive, the ones that aren't quite as expensive. But it's a budget item, so I don't know, what do y'all think? Do we just see bike lockers at the library and the rec center or city hall or just?
Well, we have, there are some of those ones like the park up down.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Do I ever see them used? No, other kids playing on them. Well, first of all, they're really hard to lock up to, and there's no security with them when they're locked up.
That's why we were talking about the possibility of bike lockers.
Right.
Well, especially for staff.
Yeah. The library and
within this complex have staff that migrate through a couple places.
Yeah, I fought Kaiser for years to finally get covered parking. I never want to do that again. That was nuts.
I'm feeling like maybe, you know, that approach of just going to a meeting, I think if maybe at this preliminary time, if one of you go to a city council meeting and ask, you know, we'd like to see more bike parking. What are your thoughts? Do you want us to come up with a concrete plan where, you know, locations and what kinds of parking, bike parking, or is it too early for that? You guys, how can we help you to get more bike parking in Newport? How do we go about it? I mean, that would be, I think.
That's something I can also bring up tomorrow with the parking.
Yeah, but
not
I think that's
just
a city
on the
council.
In general, but if we can get kind of, my thinking is we can get kind of a two-pronged approach with us coming to city council saying we want more bike parking and the parking committee sort of coming in saying, look, we want to incorporate bike parking into our planning. And it's not just us over here being the noisy ones about bikes and pets. It's them also saying, look, this is a structural problem. And that's what we're here to set is how do we deal with parking in this city?
Mm-hmm.
Bike parking needs to be part of that.
Yeah.
So I'll, again, suggest that to them that's part of their remit. Because as you said, parking involves all vehicles. You know, it's not just cars. It's not just delivery vehicles. It's also bikes, things like that.
The electric bikes and scooters and everything else on the streets nowadays.
The reason I'm going to city council now as opposed to like 5 years ago is things have changed. Like you're saying.
I would really like it if we could get something like we discussed at the last meeting, just a letter to the city council saying we'd like the city to explore as a budget line item a test of bike, secure bike parking, bike boxes at the library and the city hall complex.
Okay. Who wants to generate that letter for approval by everybody?
I'm not going to generate
it. I started a letter in that packet.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't. Edited. I just threw some ideas on it to get the conversation going. So the little packet that I gave has a letter in it. Yeah.
Okay, so it's in last month's agenda packet?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And it's
I sent it to you, so I didn't.
No, but I thought I put it in the January one.
Ryan implied that he would introduce, as my recollection, something when they're going over their budget, just as a line item. X bike lockers, here, 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 X dollars. And, he, you know, kind of I jumped on it, says, oh, something might happen. I'll spend some time on that if something's going to happen.
I have that letter from you, you know, sent it out in your email, along with the information that you sent about the two different.
Yeah.
I have that letter draft. I'll play with it.
Yeah.
And see what I can come up with, and then send it around for other input. Anybody who else wants to chime in?
Too bad Ryan's not here to.
Like what came of it.
I wouldn't have rushed on it if I knew it wasn't. There was a sense of urgency when he challenged to do something.
Yeah. Like what it would cost.
Two weeks before Christmas, and it's got to get done, you know, if we want to do it. So.
But I think if we can get it done,
I hope there's some fruit
at the start of the new fiscal year, because city council should be talking about budget and stuff now.
They're always talking about budget. Yeah, I mean, so. I think the way, I know, it feels like to me, like, just say what you want, and it may not go on this budget, but it might go on the next budget.
But at least puts it on their agenda and on their radar.
Yeah.
If they have a letter from us. So I'll take what you wrote, Herb, and I'll play with it a bit.
Okay, so
I'm happy to help out if you need another set of eyes on it.
Okay.
Great. That'll be through emails, I suppose.
Yes, I'll drop my draft into a Google Drive. Okay. So you can take a look at it, and we can just tag team edit it and come up with something that we can present to the city council in the next meeting, their next meeting, which should be the first week of March. Every 2 weeks. So let's plan for their first meeting in March then. That way we're not rushing to get it done within a week. We get a couple of weeks to get it ready to go to city council. Or check that. When we meet in March, we'll bring the draft, review it, approve it, and then it'll go to the next city council meeting after our March meeting.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll probably be pretty much 99% done, and we just, you know, BikePed wants to look at it to approve it, then it's more official. That's usually how
it's done. Then we can take a vote and get it in.
So Michael will, and Leanne will draft and present and include in March packet.
Do you have my email, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have my email?
Let me verify.
Is that the
roster? It's on the contact list. Let me make sure.
And include a March packet for voting.
I suggested 4 lockers at 3 locations, and maybe it's more prudent to start with 2, because you can always add a locker on these. You can just butt them right up to them.
Yeah,
maybe it's prudent to start with 2 at 3 locations, and if people are using them, add more, as opposed to buying 4 at 3 locations and then find out they're not used. That wouldn't go well.
Yeah, start small.
Yeah, work out.
Are you going to say the locations? Are you guys going to choose the locations? Or just say?
Well, my letter says library,
yeah.
Rec center,
yeah.
And city hall. And a big, one of the reasons, public access and city staff. And if they're not used in that condition, then why would they be used anywhere else?
It's a fair point.
If the public goes there, they have parking lots for the public, you know, so.
Okay. Okay. That's a good
idea. I'll just let you know, I put in lots of bike lockers around the city, so.
So it'll just be a Beth box.
Speaking from experience.
Beth box.
Yeah, I will use it right now.
They're thinking about Beth here, so. No, then you encourage your fellow coworkers to bike to work.
I think of who I can talk into. Is that it?
I think so, yeah.
Onboarding session, I just put on the agenda to mention. Leanne, we're going to do it, and this time I'm going to record it. And I'm going to do it with whomever and record it. So, like, You, because you can't.
I can't break away in the daytime.
No, you can't. So that's what we'll do. I'll probably end up doing it with Matt. And I think Matt's the only one who hasn't been onboarded. Maybe not Lisa. Well, anyway, I'll coordinate that. That's happening this month.
Okay.
I wanted to schedule it with Matt, but we'll do that offline, out of the meeting. That's all I wanted to say about that. The next item is
crash report.
G1. There were no crashes involving active transportation for the month of.
I just read about one.
Really? Was it, yeah? Sometimes, well, if it happened in February. This is for January.
Oh, okay, that's it.
That's too bad. Where, do you know?
I think it was right here in the deco.
What happened, do you think? Or do you remember?
No, I can't remember.
Okay, well, I'm sure it'll come up.
It'll come up, I'm sure.
There was an injury, though.
The next item, G2, is more just response to questions asked last time. And you can read them on your own, and they're just in the agenda packet, which I have been independent this month. But pretty good grants. They're pretty cool, and the details are pretty cool. And I included a map on the flap one. So you can see, pretty extensive. It's going to be great. So that's all we need to say.
I'm not happy.
You're not happy?
Very unhappy.
Why?
I mean, it's amazing that they got the one-on-one segment, but they're ending it at Ocean View, which is a path to nowhere. And there's no plan. There's two things in the TSP. There's three. There's an interim solution for Ocean View, which is basically Sharrow's.
Yeah.
There's a $5 million one for a share to use path on Ocean View. But for the people that live north and are coming into town, they want to go straight.
They want to go on 101?
Yeah, so there is a TSP project that's unconstrained, but to finish that between Ocean View and 25th, and I think that would just be crucial to
it's the connections.
Have that as part of the grant. Yeah.
I want to tell city council the connections.
This shared use path, this lighthouse to lighthouse path, it's going to go from Lighthouse Drive to Ocean View Drive. This is going to take years to get built anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, do we even know, because federal highways.
Oh, it's going to take forever.
So
yeah.
They're probably not even going to break ground on it for another 3 years. I would guess.
Who knows?
But just saying, having it end at Ocean View is.
You know, the city. If we're going to be connecting that, the flap with the flap stuff, we might get our stuff done faster than the federal government.
Building blocks.
So maybe.
It's not a perfect solution, obviously, but it's a start.
Oh yeah, it's great.
So, I mean, and it's a big start.
No, I mean, the lighthouse end of it is great.
Yeah.
I just wish that they'd gone that little extra extra mile to make something that's really useful for everybody.
Mm-hmm. So you're the TSP person, and I know that they prioritize based on a few things. Do you think that's a legit complaint? Do you think when the group wants to say, let's prioritize connecting, that connection, that's something that you can do? I mean, then the city council has the TSP and what Bike Ped is requesting. And
yeah, I don't know. I mean, it depends on the process of this project and when it goes out for design. I mean, I just want to write letters because I think it's.
I know. Well, that's what I'm telling you guys. Writing letters is really your superpower. It's really your only power, and I think writing letters to city council is. Things are formalized then. Like, so if you, when you have strong opinions on things, I think it's not a bad idea to make those connections. That's what we're.
And
that's
we also
what you're
we also
for.
Have the added impetus of not just being. Random Joe citizen.
No, that's your job. That's your reason for being.
Yeah.
Yeah. let's.
Well, just so as our goal five, which is the, you know, the list of city projects, if that does go out and start getting planned, I'd like to emphasize, push for a little bit more somehow, or find another grant, or.
Oh, right, yeah.
What's going on with that? There's that plan to extend the sidewalk on the east side of 101 from 20th.
Yeah, I've never heard anything more about that. I thought
yes,
it was,
I asked Derek I about it. I'm sorry, I didn't report back to what he said. He kind of said it kind of died, but it's still there. It just needs funding, and isn't it in the TSP?
Yeah,
it is.
Everything's in the TSP.
That
yeah.
Getting that it to end somewhere in the vicinity of Ocean View Drive is all well and good, except for the fact that it's now across the street. And now we need to get people across the street or across Highway 101 in a, let's be realistic, a 55 mile an hour zone. Mm. It's listed at 45, and I don't think anybody goes that speed.
No, that's.
No, I mean, aside people get mad at.
Yes, they do. I like to make them mad.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't think a sidewalk and a shared use path should ever meet either.
No. I would agree with that.
Why not?
Because e-bikes are going 25 on a shared use path.
Yeah, you want
e-bikes should be on the road. I mean, the ones that are motorized, yeah. Not pedal assisted like I have.
Oh boy, is that a controversy?
So that's something we need. I mean, that's going to start coming down too. And I think Bike Ped needs to write a letter to city council on how you feel about those things. How you feel those things should be integrated into town.
The e-bikes are on the sidewalks now, and someone's going to get run down.
Yeah, because they're going through town.
I've had a conversation with
nobody wants to bike on 101 through town. Mm-hmm. But it's the cleanest and safest, and well, safest, the quickest and least hilly way to get around Newport is to take 101. But who wants to bicycle on the highway? You can't. There's no room.
So I would recommend that you guys write a letter about that. How you feel things should be with e-bikes. What about when when a company comes into town with Lime, or are you familiar with those companies that will rent out scooters, motorized scooters? I did that in San Diego just because I should. I felt I should, and it was kind of weird being on a motorized scooter, but I had to ride in the road like a bike. And but we need to... I think the city council needs to address these things before it becomes reactive. And I think the Bike Ped group needs to alert city council of these upcoming things called micro-mobility. There are many layers of it, which is, you know, like rentals or people buying their own or all kinds of things. The noise factor, like what should go where? What we feel would be safe, what Bike Ped feels would be a safe plan for these kinds of new things. So that's where I think bike parking and innovative micromobility is where city council just has no clue of what to do or what's needed. And this is something you need to alert them to. I would recommend by letter.
Subcommittee.
Yeah, that would be maybe the safety subcommittee that could address that. So I'm just putting that out for now. I mean, you guys don't need to make any decisions, but also connectivity. That's a good safety issue too, talking about the sidewalk to the...
I wonder what other areas are doing about it. Every spot who has tourists has to have the same dilemma going on.
Oh, yeah. So I think I would suggest, I'll be happy to help you with that, is to study other cities. I do that all the time, and other aspects of cities.
Because
we're not the...
All I know is about those scooter rental things, like downtown Portland, they fished hundreds of them out of the Willamette River.
See, that's a problem? Yeah.
And they're just everywhere. They're just strewn all around the neighborhoods and just abandoned.
I don't know. OPEC might have a best practices on that. I know they are kind of, I saw it on a future agenda, so I'll see if that's happening. Okay, so I guess that's the crash report funding. Kind of got Now, Michael, next.
Liaison report, Gulf Forest City Relations. This is where I'm going to throw in the other thing that Linda wrote about. She said she talked with Nancy Steinberg over the weekend, chair of Parks and Rec, of course. And they're talking about the possibility of not just those Moby mats, like what Lincoln City is using. I gather from something that I just saw from Ryan.
Well, back up a little bit.
Yeah.
We're talking about beach access.
Beach access for
wheelchair.
Right, ADA compliant beach access.
And
There's obviously more discussion going on behind the scenes that I think we're not privy to, because I just popped up an email from Ryan that just came in. That's referencing things I don't understand.
A little more background for everybody, too, is that there was an article in the paper a few months ago that Lincoln City is having this Moby mat that somebody can just rent and roll out on their one of their beaches. And a lot of Newporters contacted Michael Cavanaugh, the Parks and Rec director, and said, why don't we have that? And so Michael said, yeah, why don't we? And let's have Parks and Rec look in, advisory committee look into it, and we'll look into it. And so Nancy's the chairperson, and she's very active, and she's been with that group forever, the advisory committee. And she's been doing her homework on it. And they came up with something else called somebody's chair. David's chair.
Yeah, so it's a big motorized wheelchair that you'd be able to rent as a wheelchair user. You'd be able to rent it from the city.
Of a mat.
Right, and it'll tackle sand and all that kind of stuff. It's got fat tires.
The problem with that in Newport is there's no place to get to the beach in a wheelchair.
Other than
a car to a wheelchair, other than Nye Beach.
Other than Nye Beach, yes.
And that's even tricky.
It is
tricky. If you don't mind sleeping, you can do it up at Don Davis Park. That's paved all the way down till the last 100 yards.
Yeah, I'm not sure that something like a beach access chair would be able to fit down that path. No, same thing with any of the ones in the White House.
It's all brick.
Yeah. I like that path.
Yeah.
I use it a lot.
Yeah, I walk there 5 days a week.
But the bottom washes out sometimes.
It's
seasonal.
What do we talk about with the surfing? Like, oh.
Yeah, so, Amanda mentions the Davis chair thing in her email that Nancy Steinberg had gone to a demo for the thing. I pulled up their webpage for David's chair, so I can send that around to the committee so you can get a feel for what it looked like. But you know, you're absolutely right. There's only a few places in outside of South Beach where that beach access is fairly relatively easy.
Not really. Not anymore.
Okay. I'll take your word for that. I haven't been down there in a while.
We were just there two weekends ago.
Or Nye Beach? South Beach.
Linda and Nancy also mentioned that the other problem with that is that has to be secured.
Right.
And it also has to be like a manned kiosk kind of set. So it's a great idea in principle, but how do we actually implement? You're going to have a city staff person that's going to have to check it in, check it out, administer the payments for it.
Let them deal with it. But I think at this point, they just, you guys can say that you support the idea of that accessibility and connectivity. Was Minda asking anything else of the group?
She said that they talked about the Moby mats, they talked about the Davis chair. There's more going on. Like I said, Ryan came back with something where he said that he says, and I'm going to read it, I don't see the access improving since the paved portion goes north, which is in the direction in which dry summer sand is blown into the parking lot. An engineered structure that protrudes under the beach is probably unrealistic, not just for the staff time to constantly dig it out, but it would need to go through a very time-consuming state permitting and SHPO archaeological study. I don't know what he's talking about there. So there's some out-of-context stuff that's happening that I'm not seeing in the email chain that this is part of. This is attached to an email that you sent down.
You ever been down the Bay Shore?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about.
Okay, so.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm
all supportive of the Moby Mount idea. I think it's a great one.
Yeah.
However they want to work it. And if we want to put together a formal committee statement for Parks and Rec to say, we support this?
Well, you guys, you and Thomas are the Parks and Rec person. If you want to reach out and ask if there's anything they want from us, like a support letter, or a our opinion, your opinion, one versus the other, then I think it would be an email to Nancy that one of you should do.
I can shoot, I'll CC you on it, I'll shoot her an email just to say, do you want us to provide some kind of committee support, or would you rather reach out to her?
I'm friends with her, I'm happy to text her.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, so she and I have only met a couple of times in the context of the committee, so.
Okay, so Thomas will ask Nancy if they want any support in that
okay.
project. Okay, Thomas will. Any other reports?
I can report Destination Newport meeting was on January 24th. They don't really have anything pertaining to us, so to speak. The Planning Commission, they're reviewing their goals for 23-24. On their work plan, they had March 27th, they're going to draft amendments for special parking areas. So if we get someone from our group that keeps up with the Parking Advisory Committee, they'll be informed on that.
What kind of parking areas?
They have a special parking area group, or it's subgroup of the parking committee. I don't know all the details.
I think that might be talking about for people without homes for their RV parking type of thing.
Yeah, there wasn't any detail.
Okay, I think that's what
online it just said. And then on April 10th, they're going to revisit this city center revitalization project, and they expect to have a consultant on board in March about that segment.
And you guys are familiar with the city center revitalization project?
So that, yeah,
what happened there?
It's happening. It's okay. Happening.
The consultant's coming on board in March next month.
It's going to be cool.
What happened to the 2040 committee?
That happened. They're done. They came up with their vision 2040.
They're done now. Done.
No, I mean, that's what we work off of. At all the committees, we align our goals with vision 2040.
90% of the TSP came from vision 2040.
Yeah. So
vast majority of the input to the TSP came from
and
that.
And whenever things, and I know this is a planning thing, but whenever a new plan is, like, there will be a new plan, which includes economic plan for downtown revitalization, like what to offer to property owners so that they can make it nicer. They look at Vision 2040, the consultants, and then they make their suggestions. They look at a lot of past documents, and then they also have outreach, but then they incorporate those thoughts and wishes to the latest plan. So that's what the TSP people looked at, tons of other things that had been done previously by the city, within the city. So that's how that's gone. Yeah, I'm very excited about the city center project. Anything else?
That was it for me.
What, is there a special fund for that?
Right. No, I mean, it's going to, right now, I think the city has allocated funds for the design part of it, deciding what to do. And then the whole other part will be Derek looking at tons of sources and figuring out which ones he can get. That's what's going to happen there, just like the flat for that area. I'd like to do more assigning at this point. What I have is, and maybe assigning for the goals, five goals as well. What do you guys think? Is that something you want to do?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so I have PERP for the Planning Commission.
Put me down for parking.
I have, for parking
yeah.
committee. Good. I have Michael, good. I have Herb for Planning Commission, I have Parks and Rec Advisory Committees, Michael and Thomas, Police Advisory Committee, which they're not doing much, is Michael. 60-plus Advisory Committee is open.
I can switch to that.
Oh, switch?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. You're still gonna notify Nancy, though. You're still gonna talk to Nancy, okay.
Thank you.
So then I have Public Arts Committee is open. That's all I have as open, but then I have also the five.
Is public arts something that is in our wheelhouse?
I feel it could connect. I mean, I have seen, I've mentioned this before, but parking structures or something that have incorporate artists create them or somehow incorporate that art and into bike parking.
We have a lot of public murals.
Murals.
Town. And it, from that perspective, I think it ties us to public arts in the same way we're tied to Parks and Rec. Wouldn't we want people to be able to walk around and go look at these things instead of having to drive past them and then find parking to go back to look at them?
Yeah. Walking amenities is art is kind of a walking amenity. Yeah. It is just reading their, seeing what they're up to and, you know, what they're funding. So there's that. And we have a few people who aren't assigned to anything. Leanne, you might want to choose something.
I'd like to be on the parking with Michael.
That was good to have.
Yeah.
Okay, Alan. Okay. Now, do we want to make those subcommittee assignments, or do you want to hold off till next month?
Let's hold off until we know what City Council is going to say about our bylaws change and how we're going to structure meetings going forward.
Okay, yeah.
You kind of need to make the topic of our March meeting dealing with the fallout of this request.
I'd like to just touch on like what subcommittees we're looking for.
That's a good idea.
What ones we would like to populate.
Say that again?
What kind of subcommittees that we're trying to...
So they're the five goals, basically, okay. Is how I see it. What do you think?
Place to start.
Say that again?
Place to start.
Yeah, if is that what you want to do?
I don't have the goals in front of me.
So they are safety, funding, working with the community. That's goal three. And then positive working relationships with other groups. Goal four doesn't necessarily have to have a subcommittee. I don't know. And then goal five, tracking city street infrastructure projects. That would be working with me and Aaron and Derek to keep up to date on things and reading a lot of stuff.
I think infrastructure is a good one I would participate in.
I figured you'd be perfect for that. We need you for that. Okay, so maybe for now we'll think about which committee you'd want to be on. And if it's just one person who wants to be on it, then they are the committee. But if other people want to be on it, then, you know, they can share the wealth. So each member, I'd like to be on a committee and be a liaison to something. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I think that would put some of the burden off of me. And then I could just talk to one person and say, could you?
But you do such a good job.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, right. You're just flattering me. Trying to get me to keep doing it.
Well, I'd be interested in your goal three.
Okay. So tentatively, we have a couple. So great. Well, I'll just write it down in my notes. That's all we needed to do for this month, I think, regarding
that. So it's going to be on our agenda next month?
Yeah, I'm going to put it on there right now. Signing. And then it will become goal report and other and liaison report. What else do we have?
I think we're on to staff report, if we're tabling that for the next meeting.
I had a couple notes I wanted to mention.
Our three-year accomplishments and our OGPAC letter.
Yeah, we don't need to go over the three-year accomplishments, but I enjoyed doing it.
I liked reading it.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like I actually did something.
I know we did a lot of organizational things in the last 3 years, but this is how we will actually be more effective. But we were through COVID and the TSP really holding up anything. It was always like, and now that that's done, I just feel like you guys are at the point of really getting your goals done. So I wanted to say, that's all. Did anybody have any questions about that? It's good for the people to see what we did and where we're at. We didn't used to have, I don't know, I felt like I started with nothing. With no bylaws. It's like,
yeah. Yeah, we've done a lot of structural stuff and still managed to put a lot of input into the TSP, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you for putting that together. It was really neat to see it in one place. Like, I have it floating around in my head as all these little tidbits of like, we did that, right? Yeah, we did that. We've done all these other structural things, but it's just, it's
I'm
nice
do
to
it
see
every
it
year
as a document. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. That was not original, too. That was the one OGPAC did for the OGPAC.
Stealing from them.
I am so stealing. A couple things I wanted to tell you as part of the staff report is that there is a new ODOT program that I think Herb and Michael are aware of called Innovative Mobility Program. And I have a list of examples. Cities do not really apply for this. It's organizations such as in Jackson, there's a group called Familia Unida Bike Builders, Bike Helmets. So they got a $5,000 grant for bike helmets, bike repair, and safety education for low-income and at-risk youth. There's one in Multnomah called Jazz Not War, subsidized public transit fare, bike helmets, bike locks, and minor bike repairs. So these are just things that would be interesting for you to know. This innovative mobility program, I recommend you look it up, but it's $5,000 mini grants on a rolling basis. So I think it's like first come, first serve until all the money's gone.
I don't recall that they weren't available to municipalities.
Yeah, I don't know if they're not, but I'm not seeing them on this list. Yeah, it's mostly private groups, nonprofit organizations that maybe sometimes got together to do this, but it's mostly bike helmets and safety education for children.
I used to work on. Emergency nurses taught tough, and that was an agency working through the state and the ERs. And we did this, gave out helmets and safety lectures about bicycle safety to the school.
So with you guys' connections with other groups in the community, you might want to let them know that this is something that is pretty easy. It seems like it's pretty easy to obtain. Just as long as it's, 100% goes to children, minorities, low-income people. Okay, so that's that. I also wanted to tell you in April, I need my agenda because I wrote it down, date. The Oregon Active Transportation Summit will be April 24th through 26th. And probably the Monday, the 24th, will be, this is two separate things, but I'm linking it. OGPAC, remember they asked your guys' opinions of how OGPAC can help you. They have put together, I'm actually on the subcommittee, so they, we are putting together all the responses, actually, the meeting's tomorrow. And then we're going to be sponsoring a listening session, which will probably be an hour and a half, and it will be the first, we're hoping to, it'll be the first evening of the Oregon AT Summit, Active Transportation Summit in Portland, so that people attending the summit can attend too. But it will mostly be an online listening session. So it'll probably be April 24th, Monday evening. And I wanted to remind you to pass around bike maps. And that's it. That's all I wanted to let you know about.
There's a National Bike Summit next month in Washington, D.C.
National?
Yeah. I went several years ago. Actually got to go into representatives' offices and talk to them about, try to twist their ears about bike stuff. It's kind of a fun event if you can get someone to sponsor you to go.
Yeah. I haven't asked Derek
Walking yet. Through the halls of Congress is pretty impressive, intimidating slightly, but.
I'm going to be at this, the Oregon Bike Summit. I'm going to take time off and go. It's 3 days. There's also a program that I, to go to Denmark, and I haven't asked Derek about this yet, so. But to go to Denmark with University of Oregon students and do a blog every day and be available to the students and learn a lot. So I'm thinking of doing it. I'm applying for it. So there's that. That's all I had to say in the staff report.
Do we need to do a vote if it's the contact letter or?
I think you, no, it's already gone out.
Okay.
It's basically what I accumulated
for
from.
The past vote that we did to authorize a letter covering. I'm just talking about.
I don't know if we voted for it before. I think I, just FYI, it's more like after the fact. That's what I told them. It was just an accumulation of, you know, listening to the comments everybody had. If you want to add to them or anything, let me know. Just email it to me or let me know if there's something I got wrong or if you want to change it.
I just have one question on the Safe Routes to School grant. It says, city improvements will tie into a companion project by ODOT to improve the intersection.
Yes.
That's something that's going forward as well.
You're asking if it's going forward? You know, it's ODOT. It's on their schedule, but that intersection will be improved eventually. ODOT promises. So I know.
Is Public Works hired a consultant for Harney Street? Or are they doing it in-house?
Public Works hired for Harney Street.
This is a grant.
It says a planning level estimate and design drawing included with the grant application. That's the grant application.
So yeah, so that will be a, if there's money for it, it'll be out of house. Well, Leanne's putting on her jacket, so that means she's cold or she's ready to go. Yeah, I know. The heater has not been on for a while. They passed around blankets with the Newport logo on it for us to put on our Okay.
So there's no way to like search for these projects on the city's website for any of these materials that you print out for us.
I got them from the public. The flat thing, Derek had included in a past email to city council. First he had the short one and then he had the actual whole long one. And I can give you the long one, it's about 30 or so pages.
You just have to know where to look. You can't just search for things.
No, you basically I just scan past city council meetings to see anything that that Derek has submitted to them.
For instance, the new housing that's being built on 31st.
Okay.
So the other one, they built a sidewalk along Harney that just ends right there. Will they have to do the same thing for this one? Will it have a sidewalk component along the property line?
No, I don't know. But all I know is if it's in the TSP, then Derek is having them do it.
Well, I think the developer had to do that sidewalk. I don't think it was part of the TSP.
No, but if the plan to do it, to have a sidewalk on that side of the street is in the TSP.
TSP recommendation was to close it to cars.
Oh, really?
Developer has to, his plan goes before planning, and they basically have to recommend approving it to city council. So his plan would have to say, I'm putting in sidewalk, or if it's a private street, the city might not require them to put in a sidewalk. As you see some, I think private streets, some of them, I don't know about this town, but sometimes they have blue street signs as opposed to the standard white or whatever. Those are private streets.
Yeah.
So unless the city has an ordinance that says private streets must have sidewalks, then the developers can say, we don't want to spend this money. We don't want it, and planning would go, okay, we don't have an ordinance, so you don't have to.
Well,
but all that goes before planning's review, that those development projects. So
I just wonder if there's access some point, to any of that material somehow.
May see the plan.
So that kind of stuff is done by pre-meetings, pre-application meetings,
yeah,
hammering it out what the city wants, and that's what engineering does with Derek, with planning, and so then basically when at what point so as part of the approval process of the entire they do a set of drawings and
right,
and then that's when the public sees it. Because usually those kind of developments need planning commission approval. They're not just staff approval. Like I approve stuff all the time of buildings that are like cut and dry. It's to code.
But to actually see that plan, you just have to come in and ask for to see the.
Yeah, you can always see things, and you can always usually they're attached. There are attachments on submittals that Derek has submitted. A big, you know. With the shrunken drawings on the as part of the approval process. So,
right, yeah, I just keep hitting my head against the wall trying to find stuff like that.
Okay. Well, I can help you. And yeah, you can anything that's mentioned, the public has a right to see the original drawings too.
Great.
So, you can just email me or come in and I can show you. No, I don't mind. I mean, there was a Nye Beach development where the Nye Beach Neighborhood Association got notice. People within certain zones get notice. You probably don't live near that place, so you didn't get notice. But anybody who gets notice gets, a small map of it and rough idea of what it is. And then they can always come in and see the original submission as part of the application. So, and the any of the public can too. So first you need to be alert that it's in that approval process time, and then you just call planning.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I need that stuff. But I'm guessing it's gonna be fine. There's gonna be a lot of amenities because it's a big development.
State law has something to say about that, like for a new development like that, regarding the requirements to have sidewalks, or is
no? Every city has its own requirements.
So it's a city by city thing.
It's a fine line of there have been lawsuits that have made even the Supreme Court that I had to study in planning school, and where the city is asking too much. They call it a taking, asking too much of a developer. But so these are kind of moderated. Cities are very careful about what they ask for, that it's not too much. It's not a bike path that is way off the property, which is one of the things I studied, maybe this is the Supreme Court, that kind of thing.
If there's quite often, if there's not a nexus.
Yes.
Historically, hasn't been done, you can just throw it out and ask somebody to. always have sidewalk everywhere in the city, then there's no argument. As soon as you give in and say, okay, you don't need to put sidewalk in.
They're gonna be required.
That's the first ask, is they're saving money.
Gotcha.
That's all they care about, developers.
Yeah.
Don't let anyone fool you.
If there's nothing more, then all that's left is to confirm our next meeting date is the 14th of March. And I've adjourned, which I have adjourned at 7 o'clock.
Really? Wow.
Sir, you said the parking.
Tomorrow here, 6 p.m.
Okay, I won't be here tomorrow. That's why I can't be here tomorrow, but.
I'll be, I'm gonna come in and I'm just gonna listen to them. And when they ask why I'm here, I'll be like, I'm the chair of the bike pad and I want to talk to you about bike parking. Go from there.
Six o'clock, you said?
6 p.m.
If possible, I'll be here, but I'm pretty sure I'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as one of us gets here.
Do you need me to send you the agenda or you go online and you can see?
For the parking? No, I've already got it pulled up.
Look at you.
Reading from it as we're talking. Yeah, like I said, I just, you'll get the bug in their ear, or their side, however you want to put it, to say, you know, this should be part of your purview.
We're on it.
Yeah, we want to talk to you about this.
See y'all next month.
Bye.
Hey, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
See y'all next month.
Oh, come on, wait.
No snacks? Nobody took a snack?
I'll take some of these down to the Hatfields. And the science center in.
Oh, nice.
She's a budding one, huh?
Leaves are coming out.
It's winter park free.
That's two more parks to go.
Wait until. Had one. Thinking about how hard we'll have to just keep passing.
Whatever you want, go places.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm going shopping at Fred Meyer. I'm just gonna set a few in here.
Well, these get taken.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna get through them and then park them back here. We have one more bus. We have five big buses, maybe more.
Yeah, Rachel ordered a lot when she ordered them. She ordered a lot.
Yeah, so she did the perfect amount because now it's time to, I think, revise. It will be.
Yeah, so maybe this summer, maybe this summer we'll get some school.
Yeah, it's on the work plan.
Well, time goes quick.
This is good. I'm glad we're having fewer meetings. You're welcome. Thank you guys, you volunteer people.
Yeah.
I get paid.